From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Thousands of jubilant Syrian civilians returned Saturday to the northern city of Manbij, one day after U.S.-backed fighters drove the last Islamic State extremists from their stronghold near the Turkish border. Footage broadcast by Kurdistan 24 television shows scores of residents celebrating in the streets on Saturday, hours after Syrian Democratic Forces fighters captured the town. Mohammed Juma Hassoun is an SDF fighter. He says, "Thank God today we liberated the entire city of Manbij. We liberated the civilians from the Islamic State group and will clear the houses and the roads of mines. The civilians are celebrating and happy." Manbij is important because it lies on a key supply route between the Turkish border and the city of Raqqa, the de facto capital of the Islamic State group's self-styled caliphate. Meanwhile, U.S.-backed forces in Libya continue to fight the Islamic State group for their last bastion in the city of Sirte. Officials say that that city is now 70% liberated. Sirte was seized by a powerful Islamic State affiliate last year and was once seen as a fallback option for the group if it were ever defeated in Iraq and Syria. At least 10 children were killed when the Saudi-backed coalition bombed a school in the Houthi-held city of Sada in northern Yemen. Dozens of others were reported wounded. The aid group Doctors Without Borders condemned the attack, saying that all 10 dead and 28 injured were children between the ages of 8 and 15. This is VOA.